Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Maritazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today. There's stuff going on here, there, and everywhere. And some of it's really good, some of it's not so good. And you're going to tell us about a very specific not so good.
Exactly. So we're going to talk a little bit about QR codes today and how to spot a fake. As technology becomes more and more popular, it seems like the bad guys always find a way to infiltrate the systems. So for those of you who don't know what a QR code is, it's the little square code that we find on lots of different things anymore. In fact, through K-State Research and Extension in our district, we will generate QR codes for people to scan them with their smartphones, take them to other places for more information. So for example, when I'm talking about protecting yourself from QR code fraud, what I did on my Facebook post about it was I inserted a QR code where folks could scan that and go to the information that I have for ways to protect yourself, which came from Social Security or SSA.gov. So QR codes have become popular for us to pay for services. I even use the QR code to board an airplane. And we just have to be very careful so that we do not fall victims to a scam. So the scammers create the QR codes, and it's super easy. There are free generators online, and whenever I generate a QR code, that's exactly where I go. And you put in the website or the information you want someone to go to, and it gives you that QR code that you just drop into your document, or you put on the ad on TV, or you put it on the meter to pay for parking and all of that. So unfortunately, because it is so easy to generate for free, it's very easy for hackers to go in and swap out what might be a legitimate QR code and put in a fake one. So they're using these QR codes to trick people into visiting a fraudulent website, or it can also be used to download the malware that compromises our personal information, whether it be on our own computer or getting in and hacking into other types of computers, like, for example, your doctor's office or your insurance company, your bank, all sorts of things like that. So, for example, these scammers, they might cover up the official QR codes with fake ones, and they can do that on parking meters. They can do that on menus. So lots of times now when we go into a restaurant, it has us scan the QR code to pull up the new menu, but we have to be cautious and make sure we know we're going to a legitimate site. And then any advertisements that you have, articles and magazines, thing that we see in the newspaper, so they can go in and cover up the official QR codes for that. They can also send us QR codes via email or text messages pretending to be from delivery companies. So we might get a QR code in an email, for example, that says they need more information because the post office can't deliver our package. So you have to be very cautious of stuff like that as well. Also, using the QR code to request that we confirm our information due to suspicious activity on our account. So being an imposter and wanting to get our specific personal information, you need to update your password. For example, scan this QR code and you can do it in just, you know, one or two steps. And then they can also place harmful codes on social media advertisements as well to take you to other places. When you think about it, if they say to order this set of pots and pans, for lack of a better creativity this morning, and you scan on this QR code, if it's one of those fake codes that the scammers have dropped in, it can take you to a site where you enter your payment information, and then all of a sudden the hackers have your credit card information, for example. So how do we get around this? We shouldn't be afraid to use the QR codes. We just need to make sure that we're doing a couple of things. So before we scan the QR code, we want to make sure that it comes from a trusted and reliable source. So a legitimate QR code, for example, from Social Security, is always going to originate from SSA.gov because that is their main website. So look at where it's originating from. If you're in that restaurant and you're scanning that menu, you want to make sure that it's legitimate and the restaurant information is listed. If you get something in an email, first of all, I would say be very cautious of the emails that say we can't deliver your package. Always go and look in the sender line of the emails and see if it is a legitimate email. And Amazon is not going to send me an email that's a Gmail account or a Hotmail account, so just check the source. Scammers can use tactics that mirror a legitimate QR code, so examine the QR code closely and look for any signs that it might be tampered, unusual colors, or misspelling. When you're out and about, for example, in public places, if you use it to pay for parking, for example, make sure it doesn't look like another label has been placed on top of that original QR codes. And avoid scanning the unsolicited QR codes, like I mentioned, that we get. Always verify as much as we can. In addition, just like anything else where we have people call us on the phone, really be aware of urgent requests using QR codes. So folks that are committing the fraud will often pretend to be a government official and use a fake QR code to defraud people. So a scammer may pose, for example, as a Social Security employee claiming that you have an outstanding debt or a problem with your account and demanding immediate payment. So the flags there are that immediate payment. We need you to pay and we need you to pay now. That's a very common concern that we have in a lot of scams, regardless of the format. So just to be aware that those happen also with the QR codes. And then, you know, the one thing is just to really stay up to date on the latest QR code frauds and scams. Follow trusted sources such as cybersecurity blogs and news outlets, official government websites for updates. A lot of the scammers are trying to get that personal information that you have that's available through Social Security and Medicare. So doing your best to educate yourself and protect yourself from the QR code fraud is the best way to start. We have information here at our office that gives you a QR code and a link to go to Social Security, where they have a great article on protecting yourself from fraud. You can go on our Facebook page at Merida Zine District, K-State Research and Extension, and scan my QR code out there. Or the best way to get the information is to go to ssa.gov and do just a quick search for QR code fraud. And there are lots of articles there that give you some information as well. But as always, if you have a question on how to get to this information, feel free to give me a call. 913-294-4306 at the Merida Zine District.
If these little weasels had put half of their creativity and energy into doing some good, the world would be a much better place.
It would be. And, you know, the issue is QR codes are so simple and easy to use. They make our life a whole lot easier. We don't have to type anything. We can just point our phone and click. And there are a lot of legitimate QR codes. The amount of scams is minuscule compared to how they really help us do things. We just have to, you know, verify the source, inspect that code, just be super cautious of unsolicited codes, those urgent requests. And then, like I mentioned, just stay informed and check out those cybersecurity blogs that are out there. Go to socialsecurity.gov and get information. There are lots of sources of good information on how to protect yourself.
Caution and common sense will take you a long way.
Well, exactly.
Thank you very much, Kathy. Appreciate the information, especially something that's hopefully going to save us some really big headaches, financial and otherwise, down the road.
Exactly.
All right. We'll be talking to you again soon. Have yourself a good day. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Shaw